attention you love. And I fucking thing you love. And on to each other. Precious flowers from the murky skies above. First us precious flowers from the murky skies above. First us precious flowers from the murky skies above.
You love.
First us precious flowers from the murky skies above.
You love. Any fucking thing you love.
Following is a live presentation of CITR News.
CITR 101.9 FM presents News 101, Vancouver's volunteer-produced student and community newscast. Now, here's your host, Rita Farkas.
Good evening, I'm Marie Bernard. In the news this week, a salmonella outbreak has authorities concerned, and the first annual Pemberton Music Festival generates a buzz. We'll have all this, plus your weather forecast and arts report, coming up this half hour right here on News 101. If you travel the Lougheed Highway early in the morning, you might want to use a different route for the next few days. The highway will be closed intermittently east of Meadowtown Center in Pitt Meadows between 12:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. on July 29th, 30th, and possibly July 31st. A new overpass is being built in the area. Now, with a look at more local and provincial news, here's News 101 reporter Rita Farkas.
As bears fatten up for the winter and the late berry season, more of the animals are venturing into neighborhoods. Jack Trudgeon with the regional office in Surrey says he's getting about 10 reports of bear sightings every day. Two bears have been prowling around the North Shore. One bear, attracted by a dirty barbecue, was spotted taking a swim in someone's backyard pool. Signs have gone up around the Parkgate Shopping Center, warning people to be aware of bears in the area. Wildlife officers have been using rubber bullets, gun-fired beans, and firecrackers to discourage the animals from hanging around populated areas. If you run into one, wildlife authorities remind you not to run. Instead, they advise you to stand still and make eye contact. If you do run, the bear may decide you are worth being chased.
And over the weekend, some 40,000 fans traveled up to Pemberton for the first annual Pemberton Music Festival, with headlining acts like Jay-Z and Coldplay that drew in crowds. Now the festival is over, many are calling it a success despite complaints of overpriced food at the general store, dusty conditions, and a few traffic jams getting out of the main parking lot. Live Nation organizer Shane Bourbonis said that every festival is going to have its hiccups in the beginning. But for the first time the festival was put together on short notice, they did pretty well. Any logistical issues were made up for by the great lineup. Jack FM's Kieran Wilkie says it felt like a once-in-a-lifetime experience having all these great bands together at a festival close to home and in a gorgeous setting. Local Pemberton businesses were hoping that the festival would draw in big business, but as of Saturday afternoon, the expected crowds hadn't shown up. Business owner Mick Richmond said that despite a lineup of cars outside his cafe, he's not confident about making a profit this weekend due to the cost of extra staff and supplies. He said that he hasn't seen the crowds he was expecting and was unsure if he would use up all the food and supplies that he'd stocked up on. In terms of traffic, the Sea to Sky Highway has held up well to the crowd driving from Vancouver, and as of this morning, no traffic jams have been reported on the highway.
And each year, 100,000 dime-sized western toadlets try to make their way home to breed in the swamps in the Rider Lake area of Chilliwack. Unfortunately, many are hit by cars along their migration route, promoting a volunteer rescue effort. During the past 10 days, about 150 volunteers have come out to Chilliwack to try and scoop up the toadlets and bring them to safety. The western toadlets return to their birthplace each year to breed, but because of their small size, they are difficult to see and so are often run over. So far this year, about 30,000 out of an estimated 100,000 toadlets have been rescued, and while this is not a lot, Fraser Valley Conservatory biologist Zoe Slater says it still makes a difference. As a species, western toad is listed by the federal government as a special concern, a less dire category than endangered.
And health officials are concerned about a spike in salmonella cases in the Vancouver area. In the past 2 months, there have been more than 60 reported cases of the infection, all related to the same strain of the bacteria. So far, health officials haven't determined the source of the outbreak, but they have ruled out any direct connection to the recent outbreak in the U.S. Apparently, this strain made only 39 people sick last year, so 60 cases in the past 2 months is definitely cause for concern. The BC Centre for Disease Control says their investigation of the outbreak includes detailed interviews with all the patients diagnosed with the bacterial infection. They'll also be testing foods they suspect might be contaminated in an effort to isolate the source of the illness. Salmonella are naturally occurring bacteria found in the intestines of animals, especially poultry, cattle, and pigs. The bacteria can contaminate meat, eggs, raw fruit and veggies, as well as water. Some symptoms of salmonella poisoning usually occur within 12 to 36 hours after consumption of the bacteria. Symptoms may include fever, headache, diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and vomiting. Health officials advise you to wash your hands thoroughly along with all surfaces and kitchen utensils before cooking to avoid cross-contamination between meats and other foods. It's time for a quick break, but stay tuned to CITR for more news following these public service announcements.
This is John Boychuk, president of the Vancouver Pride Society. Celebrate 30 years of the rainbow this summer at Vancouver's Pride Parade and Festival. Take part in this colorful and fun spectacle on Sunday, August 3rd. Don't miss the show-stopping lineup of Vancouver Pride festivities. Visit vancouverpride.ca for more info.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
We're out at the Vancouver Pride Parade and Festival on Sunday, August 3rd, starting at 12 p.m. Stake out your spot and join 500,000 spectators from around the corner and across the globe. Come celebrate 30 years of the rainbow and join us in sending a message to the world that we're here, we're queer, and we're going to stay. Welcome to Pride. More info at vancouverpride.ca.
The July-August issue of Discorder magazine is on the streets now. This edition features interviews with the Pack AD, Vancouver, No Kids, Cadaver Dogs, and the Alkaline Trio. As always, Discorder features the newest and coolest album critiques, the most recent live show reviews, as well as the Top 50 and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that Duncan magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere that is remotely cool.
The children on the playground are laughing because everything around them.
Menstruation.
Exploration, the Final Frontier. This is the research of SEMCOR, its continuing mission to explore strange yet familiar body parts, to seek out new information unfamiliar to the medical profession, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Tired of frantically raising your shields with those unexpected periods? Fed up of not really understanding what's going on in the nether regions of your space? Come to the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research and learn how to live long and prosper through all phases of your cycle. SEMCOR can give you the tools to chart your way through your cycle so it seems like a safe space rather than the outer reaches of the galaxy. Our prime directive is to educate women about their bodies so they can have peace and a long life. To that end, we're recruiting volunteers for a menstrual cycle and ovulation study involving a personal log and urine samples, all completed in the privacy of your own quarters. Participants must be between the ages of 20 and 40, have menstruated in the last 3 months, and not be taking any hormonal medications such as birth control pills. Resistance is futile. Set your coordinates to www.semcor.ubc.ca or call 604-875-5960. We're the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is News 101, and the current time is 5:12 p.m. BCE, the telecommunications company that owns Bell Canada, announced today that Bell is cutting about 2,500 management jobs to reduce costs. The cuts amount to about 15% of Bell Canada's management jobs, or about 6% of the company's total workforce. The cuts also include the 30% staff reduction announced earlier this month. The job cuts, together with earlier cost-lowering moves, are expected to help Bell save about $300 million a year. George Cope, the president and CEO of BCE and Bell Canada, says it's always difficult to see colleagues depart, but these changes are absolutely necessary. He says the company is moving forward with a streamlined management structure that brings everyone at Bell closer to the customer and allows them to compete more effectively. Mr. Cope says the new structure makes them a more efficient and cost-effective operator in the highly competitive Canadian communications marketplace. The company says non-management frontline service positions will not be affected by this change.
The Canadian government will lobby against a pending European ban on Canadian seal products, says Canada's ambassador for fisheries and conservation. Ambassador Loyola Sullivan is referring to a new ban that he says could take the European Union as long as 2 years to pass, which will give Canada more time to fight the legislation. The EU is proposing to ban seal products from countries that practice what it deems to be inhumane seal hunting, causing unnecessary pain to the animals. But here in Canada, Inuit hunters in Nunavut and sealers in Newfoundland and Labrador insist that seal hunts are humane, sustainable, and an important source of income. Ambassador Sullivan says that Canada has the right to defend the legitimate interests of people that are earning a living, pointing out that some information is being spread by NGOs that is simply not true. He says this type of information misrepresents the hunt as it occurs in Canada. While the EU's ban proposes an exemption for products from traditional Inuit seal hunters, sealers in Nunavut and elsewhere in Canada are worried that the ban will bring down the seal product market altogether. Sullivan says the proposed ban must go before 785 members of the European Parliament, as well as before a council of 27 member states that make up the European Union. Both bodies must agree on the wording of the legislation along with any amendments before it can become a law. During this voting process, Sullivan says Canada will lobby against the proposed ban.
It's time now for international news. This week, Free Speech Radio News brings us a story on the South American Regional Economic Initiative.
South American countries are in the initial building stages of a regional integration to create a similar body to the European Union. The proposals for a massive regional trade and political bloc called the Union of South American Nations, or UNISOR. FSRN's Jorge Guerra Tone from Chile looks into the prospect of such an integration.
South American presidents are regularly meeting at regional summits and bilaterally, with the effort of creating a new regional governance which includes all South American nations. This series of ongoing meetings leads towards confidence building, development of new initiatives, and the construction of a new regional voice. The goal, to integrate the South American countries in economic, social, and political terms. The new regional body is called Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR. Modeled after the European Union, UNASUR includes existing trade blocs of Mercosur, led by Brazil and Argentina, the Andean Community of Nations, as well as Chile, and Guyana and Suriname, two members of the Caribbean community known as CARICOM. The regional union will allow people to move across borders to seek employment. Migrant laborers can now aspire to have social protection and can also move their retirement funds with them as they move back to their country of origin. UNASUR's developing voice has become increasingly important after the European Union's decision to close its borders to undocumented immigrants, many of whom come from South America. According to independent political and security analyst Armin Kujumjan, commercial integration is the driving engine towards closer ties in South America.
Well, I think in one respect, there certainly has been integration over and above political and diplomatic differences, and that is in trade. Even between Colombia and Venezuela, which nearly came to war a few weeks ago, trade between the two countries has increased very substantially. Other area investment also, countries are investing across borders in all sorts of things, from big energy projects to retail.
Kujumjan says political integration will take longer because historic border conflicts remain a sore point in relations between countries. Raul Sor, a journalist and political analyst, says UNASUR political initiative depends on Brazil's UN ambition.
The key actor is Brazil, and Brazil has been behind UNASUR, and if Brazil has the will to push this through, that will be fine. But Brazil in the past has shown great diplomatic flexibility, and its initiatives are linked to their national interests. And Brazil, though, has a very strong commitment with South America. They also are trying to play in the major leagues. Is that a condition of becoming a permanent member of the Security Council in the United Nations? Meant that they had to lower their profile in South America? They might be prepared to do it.
Sor adds South America has wanted an independent voice for a long time. He says the South American governments want to leave the Organization of American States, the OAS. University of Chile political science professor Guillermo Holtzman says UNASUR's creation is seen as a positive step outside the region. The United States welcomes UNASUR because it will allow for South America to take care of its own problems. But he adds, the U.S. support of UNASUR will have limitations.
Los países de América del Sur particularmente han ido generando, yo diría, espacios de convergencia que Estados Unidos...
The South American countries are developing spaces of convergence that the U.S. has allowed to happen by keeping silent as long as these new regional alliances do not clash against U.S. interest. The U.S. sees the creation of UNASUR as an important step because it allows the U.S. to worry about world matters. The U.S. believes the region is moving towards its own problem-solving resolution mechanisms.
Para Estados Unidos en términos de que hay una voluntad de parte de los países de ocuparse de sus propios problemas.
Holtzman says integration will continue to grow with U.S. support. He adds that the U.S. has developed a long-term pragmatic view of South America that has allowed for regional alliances to develop in convergence with U.S. interests. For FSRN, this is Jorge Garretón in Santiago.
Peace, it's time for another quick break, but stay tuned to CITR for the arts listings following these public service announcements. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
surf's up for CITR Surfari Party, dude. Presented by West Beach, man.
Ha ha. On Thursday, July 31st, come to Lola's Nightclub, man. Located on 2291 West Broadway. Support your campus and community radio station. Celebrating the summer with cheap drink specials and DJs Maxwell and Maxwell. And warm it up, Chris, on the turntables. It's going to be a gnarly night.
Now come on a safari with me.
Dude, tickets are only $5 at the door. There'll be prizes from West Beach and CITR for best costume, so make sure you come in your Surfari here.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing with me.
GoGreenShuttles.com and the Pemberton Festival now have a direct shuttle service all weekend long from Vancouver right to the festival gates. GoGreenShuttles.com is your alternative to high fuel and parking costs, with return tickets just $70 when purchased before July 10th.
That's right, there are ways to go green without spending a lot of green.
Want to find out what going green really means? Want to find ways to save money and conserve resources like energy and water?
GoGreenShuttles.com. You do the partying, we'll get you there.
Kindle.
Are you a band or musician located in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland? We're now accepting entries for Shindig 2008. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country artist or a 10-piece punk band.
You'll need to send us a minimum 3-song demo of original material plus your contact information. Put everything in an envelope. Mail it or drop it off before August 8th to Shindig 2008, CITR Radio, number 233/6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
We also love web-based submissions, such as ones via MySpace or electronic press kits. Please email shindig.08@gmail.com.
You know, as much as I hate to brag about Shindig, I must say tonight we got a Shindig for you that is so far in, it's out of sight.
The 21st Annual Mission Folk Music Festival, July 25th through the 27th at Fraser River Heritage Park in Mission, BC. The 2008 festival presents one of the most eclectic rosters to date, featuring artists from all four corners of the globe, from Cuba to Tibet and Finland to Zimbabwe, and including a staggering range of musical traditions and styles. You're invited to discover the Mission Folk Music Festival, the sparkling gem of the summer festival season, July 25th through the 27th.
On Sunday, August 17th, come celebrate Vancouver's Latin community at Trout Lake Park. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Trout Lake Park will be vibrant with Latin colors, arts, culture, food, and spirit.
The morning starts off with a parade along Commercial Drive, an import market, and food pavilions surrounding an outdoor stage where artists from flamenco to Cuban rueda delight on stage in this free community expo, complete with a kids' activity area.
Being Latino is great, man. Latin pride.
See you at Trout Lake Park on August 17th.
The 21st Annual Mission Folk Music Festival, July 25th through the 27th at Fraser River Heritage Park in Mission, BC. The 2008 festival presents one of the most eclectic rosters to date, featuring artists from all four.
Welcome back to News 101 in the Summer. I'm Marie Bernard, coming to you live from the Student Union Building at UBC. Thanks for being with us tonight. It's now time for the Arts Report with Charlotte Nobles. Charlotte.
Events this week include the Harmony Arts Festival, which will run from August 1st to 10th at John Lawson Park in West Vancouver. Until August 10th, the Pride and Arts Festival will be held at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center, and you can check out their exhibits by visiting their website at www.prideinart.ca. Coming up this weekend, the Powell Street Festival will be held in Oppenheimer Park on August 2nd and 3rd. Also this weekend, be sure to check out the many Vancouver Pride events around town, including the Pride Parade, Pancake Lunch, which will be held on August 3rd from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at Capers Whole Foods at 1675 Robson Street. The Vancouver Pride Parade is also on August 3rd and will begin at Robson and Thurlow at noon and will end at Sunset Beach. In music, San Francisco folk singer Sean Hayes will be playing the Ukrainian Hall on July 29th. On July 31st, Chicks with Picks will be featuring Yvette Narlock, The Fates, and Doria Roberts, and will be held at the Railway Club as part of Girl Pride Live. And on August 1st, Rio Norte, a night of samba music by local musicians, will be held at the Biltmore Cabaret. In theater this week, Defective will be at the Havana from July 29th to August 2nd and tells the story of two Russian brothers escaping to Canada. July 29th to 31st, A Gay Old Time, featuring sketch comedy by Morgan Brayton, will be at the Biltmore Cabaret. And from July 31st to August 16th, Metamorphosis will be at the Pacific Theater and is a modern retelling of Ovid's classic myths.
Thanks to Charlotte for the Arts Report. Right now, it is 5:27 p.m. and time for this week's weather forecast. Here's Selena Ferris.
It looks like we will finally be getting some rain. Periods of rain will start overnight as the system moves into the area. The rain will continue on and off throughout the day tomorrow with a high of 17 and a low down to 12. Conditions will dry up by Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds. The rain will roll in again late Thursday, continuing on through Friday. That's your five-day weather brought to you by the Storm Club at UBC. For more information, you can email us at stormubc@gmail.com.
Thank you, Selena, for the weather forecast. That's our program for Monday, July 28th, 2008. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. And if you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email news@citr.ca. Charlotte Nobles produced this radio program. For more news, join us next Monday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. From the entire news team at CITR, this is Marie Bernard thanking you for listening. Stay tuned for Career Fast Track coming up next on 101.9 FM CITR.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your...